Friend, did you know when you woke up this morning, his mercies were already new for you? That's right. As you wiped the sleepy out of your eyes, they were brand new for you right by your bedside. Praise the Lord. Well, friend, so good to see you. Welcome to this Sunday, this February 10th, 2019. I am your host, Joey Kroll. A little bit, not under the weather, but just got this sore throat. So just bear with me today as I sound like a barking seal for the next 30 minutes. If you are not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, honestly, friend, is really no different. So go ahead, pull up a chair, pour yourself another cup of coffee, and let's fellowship together as we prepare our hearts on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's start things off with Meredith Andrews and Open Up the Heavens right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
This day we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. So open.
You having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. And probably one of the most well-known hymns is Amazing Grace. Wouldn't you agree? I think so. And John Newton wrote these words in this song. He said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. See, this was a man who understood what he wrote, because he escaped death at least a dozen times before his life was radically changed by the gospel of grace. And if we hit the pause button, friend, each of us, if we just stop, examine our lives in detail, we can identify times in the past when we went through dangers, toils, and snares. And friend, that's the point. We went through them. Because too often we're rescued, saved from a problem, situation, calamity, whatever it is, without ever looking back and giving God credit for His amazing grace that carried us through. So as we begin a brand new week, I really encourage you, friend, to think about all that God has brought you through, because reflecting on His grace in the past will give you new confidence for the present and future.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed? My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a forever mine. You are forever mine.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. You can tell America is changing when you hear small children ask their parents why so many churches have plus signs on the top of them, or when you notice that the cross has been the most popular piece of jewelry worn by everyone from supermodels to rock stars. In fact, in the Roman Empire, the cross was a sign of death, not a fashion statement. The Bible tells us how Christ was crucified on a cross like a common criminal, but for a very uncommon reason. He died so that we wouldn't have to. His death was more than just a good deed worth remembering. It was the event that brought us over from death to life. So friend, the next time when you see a cross on the top of a building or around someone's neck, remember what it stands for and give a prayer of thanks.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Out my vision, oh Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, see that thou art.
Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Jesus, Lamb of God.
That's right. We are magnifying the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And, you know, God's Word tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, as believers, we walk a little bit differently, don't we? Walking by faith and not by sight. It was Johnny Erickson Tada who said, faith isn't the ability to believe long and far into the misty future. It is simply taking God at His word and taking the next step.
We stand and lift up our hands for the joy.
Jesus is the way,
the truth and the life.
Jesus is the way.
I said the truth and the life.
Jesus is the way.
I said the only way.
Jesus is the way.
That's right. It's music from Selah, reminding us that Jesus is the answer. Well, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. I'm still kind of dealing with this this sore throat, so it's going to be interesting sharing God's Word today. So I appreciate your prayers, that's for sure. Hey, you can always connect with me. I'd love to hear from you, joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope you have yourself a good rest of your Sunday. In the meantime, just remember, as you're out and about, just remember that you are salt and you are light,
and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.
Have a great weekend.